This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a program, a series of episodes to highlight research on the campus of the University of Texas at El Paso in celebration of our 100th birthday. Today's guest is Professor Vladik Krenovich from Computer Science, and he's going to tell you what he does for research, which is, if you can believe this, calculating uncertainty. So, Vladik, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Tell us what you do.
Let me start with the joke, which unfortunately to us is a sad joke. A person walks into the museum, and there is a petrified wood, and so he asks, how old is it? And the guy who is in charge of the museum says, well, it's 180 million and 2 years old. Wow, how did you measure it so accurately? I don't know how the scientists measure it, but I'm working here for 2 years. When I started working here, they told me it's 180 million years old. Why I'm saying this is a sad joke, because unfortunately, a lot of people, that's exactly what they do. You have predictions like temperature will rise by the end of this century by 1.3 degrees Celsius, and nobody tells you the accuracy. Or I recently went through the DNA testing, and probably the last one who went through this medical testing with 23andMe, and they told me that I have a higher risk of some disease. On average, it's 5.2%. My risk is 5.3%. How accurate it is. Shall I immediately run to the doctor and get tested or what? Now, this may be not so critical for the bones in the museum. I apologize for the archaeologists, but it is very critical if you do geological analysis, if you find out that in some reservoir there is 100 million tons of oil based on your calculations. Is it 100 plus minus 10, in which case it's a good case, or it's 100 plus minus 200, in which case more experiments are needed. Same thing if you are planning a major surgery, you better check if this is indeed an indication of something wrong or the measurement error. Now, you may be thinking, why am I doing that? Because there was the guy Gauss who lived in the 18th century who already started doing that. Well, the problem is Gaussian traditional engineering analysis assumes that we know the probability distributions of all the measurement errors. And in principle, in most cases, we can determine them by calibrating the measuring instruments, which is comparing. If you buy a voltmeter, you can go to Austin, Texas. They have a super accurate voltmeter. You can compare and calibrate. But if you are doing state-of-the-art measurements, for example, if you have Hubble telescope floating in space, I wish there was a better, five times more accurate telescope against which you can calibrate it, but this is the best we can. Another case where we cannot calibrate easily is real manufacturing. Potentially, you can calibrate every single sensor, but calibration costs a lot of money. And if you calibrate every single sensor, sensors are cheap, calibration is expensive, that will kind of defeat the purpose of manufacturing.
So you have to therefore work out algorithms on how to predict the accuracy of data.
That's what we're doing, yes.
And you have a lot of – how do you do that, very briefly?
Well, basically, we try to use partial information. For example, in some cases, all you know is the upper bound on the measurement error. You know the bounds. You know what we call an interval. So if you measure something like my height is 169.5 centimeters, meaning what? It means in reality somewhere between 169 and 170. I'll be honest, I'm not 170 yet. But this is called an interval. And so what we do, this is called interval computation. We try to use these intervals as input and produce the result as an output. In general, the problem is what computer scientists called NP-hard, meaning it's computationally intractable to compute the error bound exactly. So we have to compute the accuracy approximately.
Vladik Krenovich, Department of Computer Science at the University. Thank you very much for being here. You've been listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a program to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. My name is Keith Pannell. ¶¶